Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Valabha Nirvara Dhari. Gopi Jana Valabha Nirvara Dhari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Jamuna Tira Panachari. Jamuna Tira Banachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Om Vishnupada Paramahansa Parivraja Kacharya Shtotara Satashri Shimadi Sivakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Nanta Kota Vaishnava Vrinda Kijai Namacharya Shilahari Dasta Kori Kijai Prem Shigaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Kijai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinata Shyama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Kijai Vrindavan Dham Kijai Mathura Dham Kijai Jagannath Puri Dham Kijai Shri Mayapur Dham Kijai Ganga Mai Kijai Jamuna Mai Kijai Tulsi Devi ki jai, Bhakti Devi ki jai, Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Shri Guru Gauranga. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We are reading from chapter, Canto 10, chapter 13, verse 19. It's a very long verse in Sanskrit. So maybe we'll go through the word for word first. Yat, yat, vat, vatsapa. Exactly like the cowherd boys. Vatsaka, alpaka, vapu. And exactly like the tender bodies of the calves. Yavat kara angri adikam. exactly to the measurement of their particular varieties of legs and hands. Yavat yasti vishana venudalashik. Not only like their bodies, but exactly like their bugles, flutes, sticks, lunch bags, and so on. Yavat vibhusha ambaram. Is exactly like their ornaments and dress in all their varied particulars. Yavat shila guna abhidha akriti vaya. Their exact character, habits, features, attributes, and explicit bodily features. Yavat vihara adikam, exactly according to their tastes or amusements. Sarvam, everything in detail. Vishnumayam, expansions of Vasudev, Vishnu. Jira angavat, voices exactly like theirs. Ajaha, Krishna. Sarva Shvarupa Babo, created everything in detail as himself without any change. Okay, so now the verse in Sanskrit. Yavad vatsapa vatsakalpaka vapur yavat karangri adikam. Yavad yasti vishana venu dalashik yavad vibhusha baram. Yavak chila guna bidar kriti vayor yavat viharadikam. Sarvam Vishnu mayam jiro angavad aja sarva shvarupo babo. Please chant. Yavat vatsapa vatsakalpaka vapur yadva karangri adikam. Yavad yasti vishana venudalashi yavad vibhushambaram. Yavad chila guna vika vipivaro yavad karadikam. Yavad chila guna vida kritivayo yavad viharadikam. Sarvam Vishnu Mayam Jiro Angava Asuka Svarupo Babo. Anybody else? Thank you, Nagaraj. Translation. By his Vasudev feature, Krishna simultaneously expanded himself into the exact number of missing cowherd boys and calves. And with their exact bodily features, their particular types of hands, legs, and other limbs, their sticks, bugles, and flutes, their lunch bags, their particular types of dress and ornaments placed in various ways, their names, ages, and forms, and their special activities and characteristics. By expanding himself in this way, beautiful Krishna proved the statement Samagra Jagat Vishnu Mayam, Lord Vishnu is all pervading. You can repeat the translation. Everybody would like to read that? So let's all read together. By his Vaisudev feature, Krishna simultaneously expanded himself into the exact number of missing cowherd boys and calves, their particular types of hands, legs, and other limbs, their sticks, bugles, and flutes, their lunch bags, their particular types of dress and ornaments placed in various ways, names, ages, and forms, and their special activities and characteristics. By expanding himself in this way, beautiful Krishna proved the statement Samagra Jagat Vishnu Mayam, Lord Vishnu is all pervading. Jai, purport by Srila Prabhupada. As stated in the Brahma Samhita 5:33, Advaita Chutam Anadi Manantarupam Adyam Puram Na Purusham Na Vayopanam Cha. Krishna, Param Brahma, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is Adyam, the beginning of everything. He is Adi Purusham, the ever youthful original person. He can expand himself in more forms than one can imagine. Yet he does not fall down from his original form as Krishna. Therefore, he is called Achyuta. This is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sarvam Vishnumayam Jagat, Sarvam Kalvidam Brahma. Krishna thus proved that he is everything, that he can become everything, but that still he is personally different from everything. Matstani Sarva Bhutani Nachaham Teshvavashtitaha. This is Krishna, who is understood by Achincha Beda Beda Tattva philosophy. Purnasya Purnam Adaya Purnam Evavashishyate. Krishna is always complete, and although he can create millions of universes, all of them full in all opulences, he remains as opulent as ever, without any change, Advaitam. This is explained by different Vaishnava acharyas through philosophies such as Vishuddha Dvaita, Vishishta Dvaita, and Dvaita Dvaita. Therefore, one must learn about Krishna from the acharyas. Acharya Vam Purusho Veda, one who follows the path of the acharyas, knows things as they are. Such a person can know Krishna as he is, at least to some extent, and as soon as one understands Krishna, janma karma chamedivyam evanyo vetitat vataha, one is liberated from material bondage. Tyatva deham punar janma naitimam eti sorjana. Jai. This is beautiful verse, and it's very appropriate that the young Vaishnavas are here, because this describes how this friend of theirs, Krishna, was just a little boy, and he was eating in a forest with his friends, having fun, and then he found this beautiful place for them to have lunch by the Jamuna. He said that there is a description saying that the sand in the Jamuna was crystal clear, and there were no footsteps, so there were no animals had been there. And and it was shining. So Krishna told his friends, hey, let's go and have lunch here because it looks so beautiful. So they all went and sat by the Jamuna, and some of the boys had their lunches on their laps. Some had their lunches on their rocks. They all had lunch bags because their mothers send them home with a little tiffin, a little lunch bag and a stick, so they can, whenever they are hungry, they can eat. And so they had, you know, their lunches. They opened their lunch bags and put their lunch bags in the rocks. Some put lunch bags on their laps. Some put some of them arranged it on leaves and flowers. And some of them also placed all the items really nicely and offered to Krishna, because they liked Krishna so much that they did not want to enjoy by themselves. They were all sitting down, and every time that they were all looking at Krishna, and they all thought that Krishna was looking directly at them. That's one of the opulences of Krishna. Krishna can love everyone. There's no preference to love one more than the other. He loves everyone the same. And it's, you know, imagine that beautiful boy, that his eyes are so shiny and he's bluish and his hair is all curly and he wears a peacock feather in his hair and he has this yellow, bright, shiny dhoti, all decorated with flowers. And he has his flute. So he had his full opulence, and he had also the buffalo horn on his waist. It's also part of Krishna's decoration, and he carries his flute on his dhoti. And so he was sitting there with the boys having lunch, and then the boys noticed that the calves had gone away. So they were very upset and said, oh, we have to go look for the calves. And so Krishna said, oh, don't worry. He was such a good friend that he said, don't worry about it. I'll go look for them. You guys stay here, enjoy your lunch, and I'll go look for them. So Krishna went to look for the calves in the forest. And he looked everywhere, and he couldn't find one single calf. So he got a little bewildered, because Krishna, he enjoys playing the pastimes. So he was, temporarily bewildered. Say, where are my friends? Where are my cows? So he went back to tell the boys that couldn't find anybody. And so he went back to that nice, beautiful place by the Jamuna, and the boys were gone. So Krishna, as he knows everything, he's omniscient, and he's in everyone's heart. So he knows everything that everybody's thinking or doing. And so he immediately knew that Lord Brahma had stole the calves and the boys. And Lord Brahma did that because he, just before, when the demigods, they were all watching as the Agasur demon, he was death personified. He was there in a forest, and so Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, all the demigods, they were all watching that, you know, the boys going into that horrible demon. And then Krishna went inside the mouth of the Agasura demon, and all of a sudden, you know, Krishna comes out, the boys come out, so everybody's fine, no problem. So they were all astounded by that, to see, you know, the potencies of Krishna. And and then the boys, when they disappeared, Krishna knew that that was Brahma. So Brahma had just wanted to see, you know, how can this little boy, you know, he wanted to just double check that Krishna was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he went there and stole the boys. And the time in Brahma's world is a lot longer than the time in here on earth. Like 1 minute there in Brahma's world is 1 year here. So what Krishna did was that he didn't want to upset the pure devotees. And also, Krishna, you know, nothing happens without his sanction, without his desire. So he desired that all the pure devotees that lived in Vrindavan had him as his, their son, because there was a lot of parents that loved their children, but they loved Krishna more. Imagine, you know, you have your parents, and your parents love you very much, but Krishna is so attractive that, you know, they love Krishna more. And just like a pure devotee, the pure devotees are so attractive. And, you know, Srila Prabhupada, you know, we were all so attractive to Srila Prabhupada, and we still are, because his caring and his love was so magnanimous that we all felt that, we still feel that through his instructions. So the pure devotee have that energy of caring, of love. So imagine if the pure devotees are like that, imagine Krishna. He's the source of all the love. So a lot of love going around in Vrindavan. So Krishna did, he desired that, you know, all the parents in Vrindavan that her, that were, you know, had the little boys, they all had him as their son. So that same day when he went back to Vrindavan, he had transformed, like the verse is describing here. And he transformed by his Vasudeva feature. His Vasudeva feature is his opulence. He is the possessor of all opulence, and he's the supreme mystic. And so he was able to transform himself into all the boys. Specifically, is described that exactly according to their tastes or amusements. Like all their exact character, the exact habits, the features, the attributes, you know, the bodily features, you know, the way that they're, you know, put their hair, the way they laugh, you know, their small little freckles, everything was in place. And that shows that Krishna is self-sufficient. He doesn't need anything. He's complete. And Srila Prabhupada gave us a very nice purport showing how Krishna is always complete. And although he can create millions of universes, create all these boys, they were all complete in itself. So they were all full with all their characteristics, their personalities. Everything was in place. And so the mothers and the fathers, when they arrived in Vrindavan, they were so, so in love with their kids. They, you know, the kids came in and they bathed the children, and but they had a special love. It's just like, you know, imagine if you were going to go home and then Srila Prabhupada is there to take care of you. It's like, you know, it's overwhelmingly loving experience. So your heart is just full of love. So those pure devotees, they were so special that they had Krishna as their child. And so, and Srila Prabhupada also mentioned all the different acharyas here. There are those different philosophies that the Vaishnavas need to understand the philosophy through the acharyas. This is more like a grown-up kind of topic. So let me just a minute. Oh, yeah. So I wanted to mention these, just to clarify for those that don't know, like I had to look this up. I know a lot of you know this by heart, But all the different philosophies, the Vaishnava philosophies, and there's the Vishuddha Dvaita. The Vishuddha Dvaita is the philosophy of Vallabhacharya, is the pure non-dualism. And the Vishishta Dvaita is the Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya. It's the qualifies non-dualism, is the Ramanujas. They worship Lakshmi Narayan as the supreme feature of the Lord. And the Dvaita is dualistic and non-dualistic. It's the Nimbarka Vaishnava. It's a differential monism. Dualism with monism. So this is what I got from these two. And so Srila Prabhupada here, he tried to express with words the opulences of Krishna. And sometimes words are just not enough to describe the transcendental world. And Krishna is so, so opulent. He has, imagine that he had all his friends, he knew all of them. And he transformed himself and all the little boys. And imagine, it's a really, really amazing feature. How can somebody have to be the Supreme Lord? And so the Lord expresses himself in this way so that for the devotees to get to be pleased. So through the parampara, we learn about philosophy, we learn about Krishna, and the parampara is, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Lord Chaitanya, and all his associates. And there is an associate of Lord Chaitanya that was a poet, and his name was Srila Kavi Karnapur. And he's a very poetic writings. He has poetic writings. And there's the one describing here. He describes this quote, "The Supreme Lord directly creates everything in this universe. He is the only cause and effect in all actions in this world. Nonetheless, the material world is full of Krishna's variegated transcendental pastimes. Because the Supreme Lord is unique, wonderful, and inconceivable, the universe displays the same qualities." You know, imagine this. Because the Supreme Lord is unique, wonderful, and inconceivable, the universe displays the same qualities. So all the qualities that everyone can have exist in Krishna. Everything exists in Krishna. And unlike when he mentioned that the boys, the cowher boys' expansions of Subal, Sridham, and others please their mothers with their usual activities of bathing, eating, and dressing. And unlike other days, however, on that day the boys did not describe the pastimes they had enjoyed with Krishna. Now, why is that? So the boys usually came home from playing with Krishna all day. And they used to tell their parents, why they were being bathed. And, oh, we did this. We, jumped and we killed the Agasura demon, or Krishna swallowed the forest fire, or, so many awesome things that Krishna did. So everybody was, they were all excited about that. But this particular day, they didn't. And the reason is that because Krishna was the one. Krishna likes to hear the devotees glorify him, but he doesn't glorify himself. So he likes the sweet nectar of the devotees' words glorifying him. That's what it says, that one of Krishna's earrings, they chant Because all the earrings, the things, ornaments in Vrindavan, they are personality. Maternal, the cows gave their milk for Krishna, so they had the motherly affection for Krishna, and that motherly affection came when they saw their calves, because Brahma stole the calves, not the cows, the baby ones. So they, when the cows saw their babies, their calves, they all ran. They were up the hill with the Nanda Maharaj and all the other bigger cowboys, and they came down running for their babies and started licking them and giving them milk. They were overwhelmed with love, and that's how it feels to be with Krishna. You get overwhelmed with love. There's never a shortage of love and caring and feeling good, and so that's, you know, Krishna's affectionate aspect. And so the calves ran to their respective mothers, who affectionately licked their bodies again and again, merging in an unlimited ocean of bliss. Overwhelmed with parental love, the cows lowed with deep, lowing, loving voices, and then slept with their calves. That's when they got home. Well, thank you, Vaishnava Academy children. Hope you enjoy the class and the stories of Krishna. Jai. So there's a nice description here. When Krishna returned home, Nanda picked him up, embraced him, and placed him on his lap. Nanda feared that his beard may scratch Krishna's delicate face, which is softer than a lotus. Lifting up Krishna's turban, Nanda Maharaj smelled his head and then affectionately kissed him. Although enjoying the highest pleasure just by smelling his son's head, Nanda cried when Krishna jumped off his lap to run to Mother Yashoda, the perfect form of parental love. Yashoda lovingly fondled her son, massaged him with fragrant oil, and bathed him to remove the dust from grazing the calves. Then she dressed Krishna with fresh clothing and fed him sumptuously. After satisfying her invincible son, who is the embodiment of eternity, Yashoda put him to rest on a comfortable bed covered with a mattress as white as foam of milk. So there's a very poetic Kavi Karnapur. I highly recommend this book. Are there any questions or comments? No? Everybody's good? All right. Pardon me? Vishishtadvaita? Vishuddhadvaita. Vallabhachari is a follower of Vishnu Swami.
Right, Vishnu Swami is the founder of that sampradaya.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Yeah, I knew you would know all of that. Yes, Prabhu.
Sometimes I think of a simple way to understand it, because there's so many big words and philosophical ideas. It's like Krishna is everything. So then, what else is? What's the other stuff then? If Krishna is everything, so how do you deal with it? The idea of Krishna, he's one, he's absolute, he's changeless. So how can you accommodate there's something else? So they come up with, well, it's something else, but it's still Krishna, but it's not Krishna. So it's how to understand that question. Is it all Krishna? He's just the one, the Mayava, impersonalist, you know, the Brahma bodies. But if there's something else, then what is it and how is it working? So then they go into these different ways of trying to deal with that with Lord Chaitanya.
But they're all describing Krishna's energies.
Yeah. So
it all comes down to Krishna's energies anyway.
But he's not different from his energy. Or
he's not different. He isn't. He's not. It's into Veda, Veda, Tattva.
No, it goes back and
that's
forth.
That's the way so
they
learn.
They come up with a different way for you to conceive of it. But ultimately, with Lord Chaitanya, his Achinta Veda, Veda, it's inconceivable. So, just chant Hare Krishna. And
yeah, it's inconceivable. And it's for the material mind, it's a very difficult to understand. You have to understand it with the acharyas, with the parampara, and with your heart, and you feel. It's both, you know, with the philosophy, with the acharyas, and also from your heart. They're both.
It's actually an intrigue of love, how you can't understand it until your heart's right.
Yes.
Not such an esoteric comment, but I was just, there's so much in the news these days about cloning, but here Krishna cloned even down to the personality just instantaneously, and nobody could tell the difference. So we're just trying to imitate, but we're not very good.
Not even Balaram.
Yeah, even Balaram.
What does cloning mean? You take the DNA and create
a body just like the one from the DNA. No, it's not cloning. He just expanded. He just created because he's full of potencies.
Since Prabhupada is quoting this Govindam Adi Purusham, he's bringing that sloka a few times in this chapter.
Yes.
Advaitam Achyutam Adi Ananta Rupam. So since Krishna is the origin of all, and Krishna has all this form, and you have expressed that he is Atmaram, he's self-satisfied, then what is the need of us or any creation of anything? That has to be also emphasized. This Atmaram is alone is not enough. Otherwise, there was no purpose of discussion today even. There is no purpose even for me being alive or dead. What does it matter? Why did he create even
Atmaram many? Is self-sufficient.
That is correct. That is correct. Krishna is self-sufficient. He has all the form. He doesn't need anything. That is correct.
But
also
enjoys.
We have to explain other side,
right.
What caused him for creation, Balaram. What is the need of Balaram or anything? Prabhupada was asked this question by a reporter in England. And Prabhupada says only very simple answer, he said, for enjoyment. Therefore, what is that enjoyment Krishna wants that he started creation through Balaram? This is discussion is Bhagavad.
Jai. Jai, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.